take another breath down into your heart. And as you exhale, let it come out of your heart. And then let your next inhale come in to your heart. And just do some heart-centered breathing there for a moment. Feel the difference in what your body does as you are doing that. Notice that you might sit up a little straighter and open up that area around your heart as you breathe in and out of it. And then feel the connection to the energy of the entourage, the energy in the room, the spiritual energy that comes to be with us. And feel that come in and out of your heart as you breathe. And let yourself be a little more connected to what's present here. And a little softer in your body. A little less in your thinking and more in breathing through your heart. And as you continue that beautiful, soft heart breath, notice the area around your heart expand and feel more open. You might feel some energy there or some colors. And you might just sense some relief, some letting go, some allowing. So one more breath in and out of your heart. And just let that one expand your gratitude to everything that took place to get you in the chair today. And those around you who are here with you. And the energy of Kryon here in the room and the honoring of your journey into this moment.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who listen to these messages from city to city, from country to country, and you recognize the pattern. I sit in front of old souls. You've decided to spend a day, an entire day listening to those who might have ideas that are odd or strange or above that which you call physics or even reality or even that which is logical. And that means there are those for the first time who sit here and you listen and see and watch. And all that you are that is survival is alert. Is it real? Is it not real? Is it the man who stood a moment ago and giving you a lecture? Is there any difference, any change? Is the energy different? Can I even tell if it's different? Will I allow myself to feel it's different? And if you're not used to this, I will tell you that there's chatter going on right now in your mind. The chatter is to cover up the entourage, to shield you, because that which is survival has kept you away from God. The 3D survival is what human beings come in with and need, and it's basic to everything you do, to becoming balanced and sane looking to those who have to judge you for school and job and relationships. but it's changing. We've talked about the bubble that you're in, the box that some of you are in. I'll call it the box of chatter. There's part of your brain right now that tells you that everything that you are hearing and seeing cannot be. It's just part of a system of what people do. Perhaps when they're just a little unbalanced, so they come and watch a man in a chair who gives them messages from beyond. And they go outside and laugh and giggle with their friends at how strange some people are. And the chatter continues and continues and continues. What they cannot see or care about or know is that as they walk down the street giggling at all the strange people, there's an entourage around them that they will never see unless they open that box that loves them beyond belief. And there are more than dozens, more than hundreds, uncountable numbers of what I will call soul angels, past life energies, all surrounding them all the time, always waiting that someday, maybe someday, the chatter will stop and they would open the box and find another world that they never knew was there, a world that is them. It's not odd, it's not spooky, it's not strange, it's them with them. Imagine finding yourself on the other side of the veil. Imagine finding yourself in this place in ways you never thought of. My partner speaks of synchronicity, but he doesn't tell you the whole thing. He doesn't tell you really how it works. He doesn't tell you that his box is open, and when he stands in the airport looking for a way to get someplace, he's not just looking for odd synchronistic stuff. He's paying attention to a box without chatter, where there is an entourage that is working for him like it would work for you, that points him in the right direction so he won't miss a meeting, so he'll be in the right place at the right time, that others can hear this message, that you are powerful beyond belief when it comes to controlling you and your life. But you don't believe it. We're going to talk more about that tonight. But you don't believe it. Or you think you do and you give lip service to, but you really don't. Too much chatter. Too invested in that which others have told you you can and cannot do. Too much investment with perhaps somebody you trust who you look at and they say, not really, dear, you can't really do that. Or you could do this, but you can't really do that. And so that's where you go. Dear ones, I want to tell you something. You have inside you God. Are you going to trust that advice or are you going to go with a friend? If you learn to turn inward instead of outward, we'll talk more about that tonight, you're going to find a multiplication of all that you think you are. It is so much greater than you ever thought. And it'll start slow, and you'll start to see some things change, and you'll go, this is working, this is working. You'll try a little more, and you'll say, this is working. And people will come up to you and say, you look different. Something is happening, and you're going to say, it is happening. And they'll say, what is? What is it? And you say, I have no idea. Well, how did you do it? I have no idea. But inside me, I have opened up a box that I was told I had that feels good and sacred. I'm feeling better. Things are starting to shift and change. I see light at the end of the tunnel instead of doom. And that's different, and it's good enough for me that I even see a little light. And the light starts to get bigger as you exercise the muscles of intuition and get out of that box, which is only survival. The new energy on this planet, which my partner is going to tell you more about in a moment, is so different. Everyone listening to this, I want you to forget something that is so common to humanity, and the words are, I'll never do it again, it didn't work before, been there, done that, what's new? Oh, how 3D. You're never going to try something because you tried it too soon and it didn't work. Oh, how 3D. Do you realize? You're on a linear path and you've just decided that everything you tried, because you tried it at the wrong time, will never work again. I want you to pick up the pieces. Take a look at what you intuitively can do, what you know and have learned in the past. Should I work then? Realize it didn't because you did it too soon. And start building it slowly again. Do you hear me? Somebody in here. Well, there's more than one. I had to hear that. The whole idea that it didn't work in the past, therefore it never will work, is ridiculous. For a light worker, for an old soul who has lived so many lifetimes, you know better. But that's the box of chatter that we talk about. You know what's different in some of the young people today? There are some really smart, very smart, scientists and medical people that say the kids are broken. I'd like you to know who's broken and who isn't. You see, a lot of children are being born today without the chatter. The box is opening automatically, and they're starting to sense what is around them. They're starting to realize they can push the envelope of their own reality, move from A to B, if they can just get the adults out of the way. Am I hitting home here to anyone who's listening? You see, the consciousness of humanity is starting to shift, and naturally, you're going to see it first with the youngest, who don't have to relearn anything like you do. This is the most beautiful message I could ever give to you. In this short amount of time I just have, you can cancel the chatter by yourself. Free choice. Get rid of the 3D stuff that keeps you in the box. That's all for now. How many of you are aware the energy is different in this room than it was a little bit ago? That the eyes are looking at you from so many. And the eyes is the love of God. And so it is.